when we were both 17. You left me standing there, but you were never mean. And when I saw you out with him, he looked much older and you looked very thin. I hadn't heard from you in years. And then your mama called, she couldn't speak for tears. She said you left me a note. Inside my pocket burns with these words you wrote. Hey, darling boy, don't you cry for me. I am forever yours now that I am free. We'll be together, throw stones into the sea. There'll be no others there, just you and me.
There's Colin Hay. You recognize that voice rounding out a set of music that you may or may not recognize is in celebration of my beloved, my Besharet Maggie on our 23rd wedding anniversary. Colin Hay's Maggie from 2001's Going Somewhere. Before that, a band called Castanets doing their version of Maggie's Farm off of Subterranean Homesick Blues, a tribute to Bob Dylan's Bringing It All Back Home. That's a good one. I was thinking of starting out with the Subterranean Homesick Blues itself, because it does start out with Maggie's in the basement mixing up the medicine, but that Castanet version was great. The Bluegrass Patriots before that, When You and I Were Young, Maggie, title cut of their 1990 release. Ken, Glenn, Willie, Dan, and the late Ranger Rick used to know those guys well back in the Fort Collins days. If you've been listening to our bluegrass programming, you very well know that there is a new compilation of Bluegrass Patriots music out. And if you love bluegrass music, tune in every Saturday morning for Old Grass, New Grass, starting at 10 until noon. So the Bluegrass Patriots there. And we started with a new one by Daniel Romano, When I Learned Your Name. That name was Maggie, from his brand new release, Modern Pressure. All that to celebrate today, not just our anniversary, but the start of a holiday. And all that celebration is happening right here on KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. I'm Doug Gertner, and we're about to commence with the last hour of our programming here on the Morning Sound Alternative. But don't fear, because it continues after noon. We have the news from BBC, and then Cal's in for the afternoon sound alternative, noon to 3, all kinds of creative music to keep you jumping and happy all afternoon long. I was talking about those Bluegrass Patriots, those fellows I knew back in the bluegrass scene in Fort Collins many years ago, and that album, When You and I Were Young, Maggie, from 1990, was actually produced by the late, great Charles Sawtelle. You know Charles as the flat-picking phenom from Hot Rise, a friend of the station, and we remember him annually. I'm pretty excited to remind you that KGNU's 29th Charles Sawtelle Memorial Mountain Jam is coming up this month, Sunday, the 23rd of July. You can hear bands Mason Town, Thunder and Rain, and the headliner is Lori Lewis and the Right Hands. The Charles, as many of you know, is a family friendly event for music fans. You can enjoy the mountain air, great food, and the spectacular town of Gold Hill. It all happens at the Gold Hill Inn. That's the Charles Sawtelle Memorial Mountain Jam, Sunday, July 23rd. And you can get more information at our website at kgnu.org. So new music. Yeah, this is pretty darn new. It's an exciting sort of co-creation by the great Sufjan Stevens, Bryce Dessner of The National, composer Nico Moly, and also the frequent Sufjan collaborator and beatmaker James McAllister. You may have heard this. It's called Planetarium, and they take on the solar system in this one. Just a little small project for these four stellar artists in collaboration. They call it Planetarium, and it's on a British label called 4AD that has a lot of other great artists, starting back in the 80s with Bauhaus and Cocteau Twins and Modern English and Dead Can Dance and Pixies, Throwing Muses, This Mortal Coil, The Breeders. I got a list here, TV on the Radio. More recently, they've added St. Vincent, Bonaventure, The National, Camera Obscura, Deer Hunter, Grimes, Future Islands. The list goes on this 4AD label that also features the new Planetarium release. So I thought I'd start with something from Sufjan Stevens, Bryce Dessner, Nico Moly, and James McAllister off of Planetarium, and then see what else I can find that is on the 4AD label for your listening pleasure. This is the Morning Sound Alternative on KGNU.
Let me put the water in the bowl for your wounds, babe. Let me fill you up with the fingers of love you can't lose, babe. When you watch me play, does it feel bad, darling, when they choose me? Say again this place. Say again this place. I broke my neck dancing to the edge of the world, babe. My mouth is wet, don't you forget it, don't you lose me. Scratch it down, I never could amount, that's it, babe. And now the sugar's run out and I don't know what to say. Say again this place. Say.
I can't wait to see you. It's once again. I can't wait to see you. I've never been so alone till I read that the Minutemen were dead. I've never been so alone till I read that the Minutemen were dead. I've never been so alone till I read that the Minutemen were dead. I've never been so alone until I was today. Tall John couldn't turn the sound around by ticking down the clock. There's nothing I could do. Gone before I knew this again. I can't wait to see you. This again. I can't wait to see you. It's a game.
Here on the ground, we're so far away from Holding all the fire. just who I am. I have enough previous worlds to know which one.
Thank you. was right about it back in England. It's practically a lifestyle in Berlin. There's probably some pockets in Ohio. Almost always something happening in Ohio. About Long Island. I don't trust what people say about Long Island. I heard some good things from some friends about Chicago. I gotta see with my own eyes about Chicago. We do it different on the West Coast. We do it different on the West Coast. We do it different on the West Coast. We do it different on the West Coast.
Nice long set of music right there, all in service to a label, as it happens, called 4AD. We ended that set right there with the Mountain Goats, and we do it different on the West Coast. The Mountain Goats, John Darnielle, brand new album called Goths, just out, inspired by an adolescence listening to The Cure, Susie and the Banshees, Joy Division, and a band that also appears on the label that he showed up on later, Bauhaus. Listening to all of those, John Darnielle put together a sweet new album, Goths, and highly recommended from the KGNU Newbin. Before that, one going back a couple years from the band Beirut, we heard Santa Fe. The Lemon Twigs preceded that with These Words from last year, the Deodario Brothers, I guess is their name, from Long Island, make up the Lemon Twigs, sounding pretty sweet on 4AD Records. As might have been aware, the way I became aware, to be honest with you, of the record label 4AD was, admit it, Doug, when the Day of the Dead was announced, a huge retrospective 5-CD set put together by members of The National, who were also on the 4AD label, and they got their label to put this out, and all kinds of folks, as you may well recall, show up on it. We heard a dead rarity in Rosemary, done by Mina Tyndall and friends from Day of the Dead on 4AD Records in 2016. Snuck in a well-known 4AD artist, maybe the top one, since I think he got a Grammy in there somewhere, whether he liked it or not. Justin Vernon as Bon Iver, and his sort of best-known song from 4Emma, we heard Skinny Love. I was talking earlier in the program about the pleasure of seeing a lot of great music at the Primavera Sound Fest this summer in Barcelona, and one of the premier sets, along with the Van Morrison that I mentioned and Sin Cane, was to see Bon Iver do everything from 20 to a million, and then he came out at the end with just an acoustic guitar to appease us all with Skinny Love. Red House Painters, Mark Kozelek's band before Sun Kill Moon and before his solo stuff. Red House Painters with Grace Cathedral Park. From 1999, band called Elvi, with a link to The National, another 4AD band, Elvi, and It's a Game off Return to the Moon. Aldous Harding from this year, her party album, we heard Horizon. And at the top of things, as I was explaining, Sufjan Stevens, Bryce Dessner, Nico Moly, and James McAllister together on one called Planetarium. We heard a great one off at that closing cut called Mercury, bringing us to 40 minutes now after 11 a.m., 11:40. And it says here that it's about time to remind you about this.
KGNU listeners love to garden, travel, explore culinary delights, and the great outdoors. And they're more likely to patronize businesses that support community radio. Sponsoring KGNU makes a powerful statement about your business by demonstrating your commitment to the community. For more information, contact Kenneth Flo, underwriting manager, at kenneth@kgnu.org or call 720-317-7230.
Hey music fans, it's that time of year again to head to the Gold Hill Inn for KGNU's annual Charles Sawtelle Memorial Mountain Jam on July 23rd from 11:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. The lineup includes Mason Town, Thunder and Rain, with headliner Lori Lewis and the Right Hands. Join us for great music, local brews, and delicious Texas barbecue with all the fixins. All proceeds will be going to KGNU Community Radio. Tickets are $20 for KGNU members, $25 for non-members when purchased in advance, and $5 more day of show. Get yours now online at kgnu.org or by calling 303-449-4885.
The Charles. Hoping for great weather at the Charles on the 23rd and looking at some great weather right now in the Denver Boulder area. It'll be mostly sunny with a high near 92 today and light winds. Overnight tonight, calling for partly cloudy skies with a low around 61 and winds remaining light. And tomorrow, Tuesday, Independence Day, a 10% chance of showers and thunderstorms afternoon, mostly sunny otherwise with a high near 94, winds staying light and variable. currently here in Denver and Boulder. It's 84 degrees. I'm Doug Gertner, and we're into the home stretch for sure of this morning sound alternative. Do stay tuned. You can hear Cal coming up right after the news at the BBC at the top of the hour. And tomorrow on KGNU in the morning sound alternative, Fergus Stone is bringing you a specially prepared Independence Day a morning sound alternative, so don't miss that one, folks. So wanted to go out with something from kind of a tribute to Lou Reed. Lou attended, yes, he did, Syracuse University, and a classmate there was another wonderful singer named Garland Jeffries. And his great new album, 14 Steps to Harlem, I've played some stuff and will continue to on these shows. But one of the tunes he includes is a tribute to his college classmate, Lou Reed, covering Lou on this one. That'll get us started. Garland Jeffries, Waiting for the Man on the Morning Sound Alternative.
$26 in my hand. Up to Lexington, 125. Sick and dirty, more dead than alive. I'm waiting for my man. Hey, white boy, what you doing uptown? Hey, white boy, chasing my women around. Pardon me, sir, it's the furthest thing from my mind. I'm just waiting for a dear, dear friend of mine. In black PR shoes with a big straw hat. He's never early, he's always late. First thing you know is you always gotta wait. Three flights of stairs. Everybody's pinned, but nobody cares. He's got the works, gives you a sweet taste. Then you gotta split, cause there ain't no time to waste. To bawl and shout. I'm feeling good, I'm gonna work it on out. I'm feeling good, I'm feeling so fine. Until tomorrow, cause that's another time. I'm waiting.
Peter Chuck in his Genghis Khan suit and his wizard's hat. He spoke of his movie and how he was making a new soundtrack. Then we spoke of kids on the coast and different types of organic soaps and the way suicides don't leave notes. Then we spoke of the rain, always back to the rain. I was speaking to Phil, who was giving the pills, the small racing car. He had given him up since his last crack up and carried him too far. We spoke of movies in verse and the way an actress held her purse and the way life at times could get worse. Then we spoke of the rain, always back to the rain. She's a wild child, ain't nobody can get her. She's a wild child, oh, and nobody can get to her. Sleeping on the street, oh, living all alone, without a house or a home. And then she asks you, please, hey baby, can I have some spare change? Can I break your heart? She's a wild child. I was talking to Betty about her auditions, how they made her ill. Life of the theater was certainly fraught with many spills and chills. She calmed down after some wine, which is what happens most of the time. Then we sat and both spoke in rhyme till we spoke of the rain. It's always back to the rain. I was talking to Ed, who'd been reported dead by mutual friends. He thought it was funny, I had no money to spend on him. So we both shared a piece of sweet cheese and sang of our lives and our dreams and how things can come apart at the seams. And then we talked to the rain, always back to the rain. She's a wild child, oh, and nobody can get at her. Wild child, oh, and nobody can get to her. Sleeping on the street, oh, living all alone, without a house or a home. And then she asks you, please, oh baby, can I have some spare change? Can I break your heart? She's a wild child.
Sometimes I feel just about everything. Lately I'm just feeling bad. Lately I'm just feeling bad. Linger on your pale blue eyes. Linger on.
Voice is unmistakable, the guitar as well. Maybe a little lesser known tune there, Lou Reed himself from 1983 release Legendary Hearts and Rooftop Garden. Before that, a few songs in tribute. R.E.M. covered Pale Blue Eyes back in 1987, that great Velvet Underground tune. R.E.M. did it on their Dead Letter Office. Joseph Arthur, performer that we love around here, who was a friend of Lou's and really gives a gentle treatment to a lot of classic Lou tunes. He knew Lou's gentler side as a friend, and so that was Joseph Arthur and Wild Child off of his 2014 release just titled Lou. And we began the set with an old friend of Lou's from back in his Syracuse University days. Garland Jeffries delivered Waiting for the Man on his brand new album 14 Steps to Harlem. That one brilliantly done, and wrapping up a set of Lou Reed music to bring us close to the end of the Morning Sound Alternative. I wanted to remind you about a few shows coming up this week presented by KGNU, including our support of Chroma, the 2017 Rocky Mountain Old Time Music Festival, July 5th through the 9th. Jaden Carlson and Broccoli Samurai playing the Fox Theater on July 7th. Also that night, right over here at Denver Open Media at 700 Kalamath in Denver, the Open Music Sessions, a collaboration between Open Media, the Open Media Foundation, KGNU, and Westword. You can get all the information you need about all the great shows and events that KGNU presents on our website at kgnu.org or through the Presents page at AfterFM.com. This show and many others and lots of great music are archived at AfterFM.com, so I'll meet you over there very soon. It's always a pleasure to bring you this music, especially the day before Independence Day. Tune in tomorrow for Fergus Stone on the Morning Sound Alternative. Kel is up next with the Afternoon Sound Alternative right after the news from the BBC. I'm Doug Gertner. It's been a distinct pleasure bringing you the music today. I'll be back, I think, on July 20th. Before then, the 11th through the 16th, we've got a mini pledge drive. Stay tuned. We're listener-powered. We're your community radio station. And where else are you going to hear great tunes like this? This one goes out to my anniversary love as well.
I'm sticking with you, 'cause I'm made out of glue. Anything that you might do,
saw you hanging from a tree, and I made believe it was me.
I'm sticking with you, 'cause I'm made out of glue. Anything that you might do, I'm gonna do too.
Go into the stratosphere.
Soldiers fighting with the Kong.
But with you by my side, I can do anything.
When we swing, we hang past right and wrong.
I'll do anything.
GNU, Boulder, Denver, Fort Collins.
Senior doctor at a hospital in Bahawalpur in Pakistan says the number of fatalities from an oil tanker fire last week has risen sharply to 206. About a quarter of these people have died in recent days following the accident 8 days ago. It happened when oil from an overturned tanker caught fire on a highway. A bus in Germany carrying elderly passengers rammed into a truck and burst into flames near the small Bavarian town of Stambach, killing 18 people. Jenny Hill is in Berlin.
The heat was so intense, there was no chance of rescue. There were 48 people on board. Those who got out in time were all injured, some critically. Everyone else, all of them pensioners, died on the bus. This afternoon, recovery of the dead and the beginning of an investigation. The crash happened during an early morning traffic jam. The speed, the ferocity of the ensuing fire has shocked many. Police say they have now recovered all of the victims from the wreckage. It's emerged they were German tourists on their way to Italy.
A Mexican prosecutor has opened an investigation into the state governor after he boasted of his string of thoroughbred racehorses. Complaints of illicit enrichment were filed against Roberto Sandoval Castaneda, governor of Nayarit State, after a video was posted on social media showing him riding through fields of horses past an artificial lake and a large ranch house. Mr. Sandoval Castaneda has argued that the property was bought with family members and denies any wrongdoing. BBC News. There have been reports of fierce clashes as the Iraqi military continues to try to capture the last bastion of the Islamic State group in Mosul. The months of battle have taken a huge toll on Mosul's civilian population. A court in London has given a life sentence to an Islamist teenager who plotted to blow himself up at an Elton John concert in the city on the anniversary of the September the 11th attacks. Haroon Syed told a contact on social media that he wanted to get hold of a machine gun and a suicide vest. The contact was a British Security Services agent. An inquiry into abuse in children's homes and foster care in the self-governing British island of Jersey has found that for decades, vulnerable young people were beaten, humiliated and sexually abused. The head of the inquiry, Francis Oldham QC, described conditions at one centre run by a couple, the Maguires.
The Maguires subjected the children to humiliating and degrading treatment. It was a punitive regime in which certain children were terrorised and abused. The daily routine included beatings, washing of mouth with soap, and making children stand in one place for prolonged periods.
Police in the central Mozambican province of Zambezi say they're broadening their investigation into a spike in the murders of bald men. Several were killed last month Our Africa editor, James Copnell, reports.
The police suspect traditional healers have been spreading rumours that the heads of bald men contain gold. They hope the heads will be brought to them to be used for ritual purposes. So far, the police have detained four people accused of killing bald men, and they are now turning their attention to those responsible for ordering the murders. The local police spokesman said most of the criminals came from neighbouring countries. The police in the area are also concerned about the killing of albinos and the digging up of body parts, both for use in superstitious practices.
BBC News.
Thank you.